everyone, and welcome to Tara Tea. I'm your host, Tara, and today we're doing just a little funny special episode where I'm just going to generate 4 random horror movies on a website, and we're going to do like a little mini review, mini ranking, and just kind of have fun with it. In case you're not aware, we're actually getting ready to start Scream in 2 weeks, where we're doing a deep dive over each movie in the series leading up to the new Scream releasing in January. Scream is my favorite horror movie, so I am beyond excited. So these next 2 weeks are going to be kind of easier episodes, not as much of a deep dive or anything like that, because we're just going to try to relax until we get into the deep dive that is going to be the Scream series. The very first thing that we're generating here is 2003's Wrong Turn. We've got 2007's Wreck, 1994's In the Mouth of Madness, and 1996's The Frighteners. I have actually never seen In the Mouth of Madness. I have seen Wrong Turn, loved it when it came out. The rest of the series is the Wrong Turn series. I did really like the, reimagining that they did. We talked about it. It's actually, believe it or not, one of my, it may actually be the top episode in the podcast, which blows my mind. I never thought that would be it because, this movie barely had any information and then it was out. So, who knows? The Frighteners I watched as a kid, and I freaking love The Frighteners. I want to rewatch it as an adult just because I have not seen it in so long. It looks like... Oh, and I have seen Quarantine, which is the American remake of Wreck, but I've never actually seen Wreck. Looks like In the Mouth of Madness. When horror novelist Stutter Kane goes missing, insurance investigator John Trent scrutinizes the claim made by his publisher and endeavors to retrieve a yet-to-be-released manuscript and assert the writer's whereabouts. Accompanied by the novelist's editor, Linda, and disturbed by nightmares from reading Kane's other novels, Trent makes an eerie nighttime trek to a supernatural town in New Hampshire. Oh, it's a John Carpenter film. Huh. Interesting. So if I'm going to rank these, I would probably rank The Frighteners, Wrong Turn, I would say Wreck next, just because I've seen a remake of it, I've seen the kill count of it, I do know what it's about, I just haven't actually sat down and watched the whole movie, and then I literally knew nothing about In the Mouth of Madness. So let's generate 4 more. We've got 1994's The Crow, Possession from 1981, Dawn of the Dead from 2004, and 1996's Scream. Possession from 1981. Oh, it's another Sam Neill film. What is going on? That's In the Mouth of Madness with Sam Neill, too. After Anna reveals to her husband, Mark, she's having an affair, she leaves him and their son. Mark is devastated, seeks out Heinrich, only to receive a beating after a series of violent confrontations between Mark and Anna. Mark hires a private investigator to follow her. Anna descends into madness, and it is soon clear that she's hiding a much bigger secret, one that is both inexplicable and shocking. Interesting. Crow, I actually haven't seen The Crow. But I have watched the Shudder series Cursed Films that goes over The Crow. Really good. I think I've recommended that in a previous episode. Absolutely recommend it again. It's so damn good. 2004's Dawn of the Dead. Love it. Thought it was great. And of course, Scream is my favorite. So Scream, number one. I guess I'm going to say Dawn of the Dead, then The Crow, and then Possession because I've never seen it. Another thing where I haven't seen one of the films. So we've got 2002's Cabin Fever, 1996's The Craft, 2011's The Rite, and 2005 Exorcism of Emily Rose. I think I've mentioned it before. I had a business law class in high school right when this film came out. Because a lot of it is in a courtroom, I tried to convince my business law teacher into letting us all go see this movie as a field trip. I failed miserably. But to tell you how much of a horror nerd I was even back then, yeah, I tried real hard. The Rite is a religious movie, and I know that, one, because of the cover, but also, I've seen the trailer? It's Anthony Hopkins. Michael, a seminary student, journeys to Italy to learn exorcism. There he meets Father Lucas, who changes the way he perceives demonic forces. Meh. Obviously, I'm gonna go... Number one's gonna be The Exorcism of Emily Rose, because I love that movie. It's so good. Number two's The Craft. I'm gonna give Cabin Fever my number three spot in the right because I just haven't seen it. I do, the other three movies I love. Like, I think they're all great. Even though Cabin Fever, like, I don't know. It's not the greatest film, but I still love it. Plus, it has Ryder Strong in it. And if you're a Boy Meets World fan, hello. Also, watching Cabin Fever post, like, I watched it during quarantine again. And holy shit, was it nuts watching this movie during quarantine. Like, the guy at the end that made it till the police shootout, spoilers, like, literally covered his face with, like, a napkin the whole time to avoid, like, the death, like, the virus thing. It was nuts. Totally put a whole new spin on it. There's a lot of movies. Like, watching them in the pandemic has been kind of a weird experience. More movies I haven't seen. Well, actually, just one. The Woman from 2011. I have no idea what that is. We got Dawn of the Dead again, so our first repeat. Final Destination from 2000. Insidious from 2010. I will say that Darth Maul looking creature in Insidious did scare the absolute shit out of me. I legit screamed. I was watching it at home by myself and screamed. Let's see here. The Woman is about a lawyer who puts his family in jeopardy when he captures the last member of a violent clan and tries to forcibly tame her. What the fuck? Oh, it's a Jack Ketchum novel. Interesting. I guess I love Final Destination, so that's gonna be my number one. Probably Dawn of the Dead 2, Insidious 3, and The Woman, just because I haven't seen it. I have such, like, a love for the Final Destination films. Like, I enjoy watching them. They're actually my son's favorite, like, horror series besides Chucky. So we watch those a lot. But I've always really loved them. I'm very excited. There's supposed to be a new one coming out. And then I want to read the books because, nerd. Oh, we've got three. Okay, so we got Wreck, Insidious, Hellraiser from 1987, and In the Mouth of Madness. I've actually never seen Hellraiser. And my goal, I've seen, like, clips of it. I've practically seen the movie, but not really. My goal was to watch it this year for the 31 Days of Halloween. And with the podcast and trying to watch movies and get them all out, I got really burnt out, and so I did not watch it. So I guess, I mean, it's Insidious is gonna be the number one of these because I haven't seen the other three. Ooh, okay. So we've got Grave Encounters from 2011, Possession we've already had from 1981, Cube from 1997, and The Craft from 1996. Cube was another that I wanted to add to my list that I didn't get to watch because I got burnt out. The Craft we've already had on the list, Possession we've already had on the list, but Grave Encounters. That movie was an absolute trip. My ex-husband and I used to watch those, like, shitty ghost hunting shows, like, on the Travel Channel and stuff. And that's what this, like, which I think that's what it's supposed to remind you of. But it was so nuts watching it and then seeing, like, the shift to it being real. Like, I really enjoyed Grave Encounters. So I guess I'll have to give that one. I can't throw it over The Craft. So The Craft's gonna be number one, then Grave Encounters, and then these other two that I haven't seen. Okay, I've seen 2 out of 4 on this one, too. We've got 2007's Paranormal Activity, 2007's The Orphanage, The Shining from 1980, and Mirrors from 2008. I actually own The Orphanage, but I haven't watched it. And then Mirrors I've not seen. I want to say that's the one that has the Kiefer Sutherland. I don't know. Paranormal Activity, love it. So number one, Shining number two, and then these other two. So we got Final Destination, Jacob's Ladder from 1990, which I have not seen, Paranormal Activity, and The Baby's Room from 2006. I've never even heard of that one. Jacob's Ladder, I just haven't ever got to watch it because I've heard it's really trippy and just I haven't watched it. The Baby's Room. A married couple, Juan and Sonia, move into a new home with their baby, ready to start their lives as parents, but the house is anything but a dream. Strange noise emanate from the baby's room at night. When they replace the baby monitor with a video camera, to their horror, they see what appears to be a man standing over the crib. Eventually, the disturbed couple enlist the help of an outsider with knowledge of the supernatural. I believe this is... Is this a Spanish film? It is. Okay, so this is a Spanish horror film. Interesting. Have not seen it. So I guess I'm going to rank these. I'm going to go, actually, Paranormal... Ugh, God, I do love the first couple of Paranormal Activity movies. And I will say, if you're sleeping on the marked ones, please watch it. Like, check it out. It is so good. Gosh. I'm going to go Paranormal Activity and then Final Destination, I think. Because my thing is, the Paranormal Activity movies were such a staple. Okay, so I think I've talked about it before. Paranormal Activity had, and I want to do an episode about marketing in horror movies because it's very interesting. Paranormal Activity specifically had a demanded campaign. So it's this little indie film, and it went into college towns. I live in a college town. And so it went to these college towns, and it was like, you know, if you want to see it in your city, demand it. If we get enough demands, we'll release it nationwide. So, of course, huge horror nerd, went online immediately and was like, yes, sign me up, demand it for my city, blah, 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 blah. Did that. It got released nationwide. Well, then they announced that on the DVD copy, anyone that had originally been part of the Demand It campaign would be listed as like a, I want to say a producer. And so when you watch the end credits on the DVD, they're flying by like super fast. And I remember like pausing it and like putting it in slow-mo to like try to find my damn name in these little tiny, because it was super small font, like flying by the screen, trying to find my name. But I did find it. I have a photo somewhere. I'll have to like try to find it because it's so funny. But I did get it. So when it came out on DVD, I remember going to the video store, because again, 2007, they were just starting to die out. Went to the video store. This is when we had Family Video. And it was supposed to come out the next day, but I was like, I'm in the mood to watch a movie. Let's go ahead and go see what's out there. So we go out to the movie, to the video store, and when we get there, Paranormal Activity is on the wall. And I'm like, it's not supposed to come out until tomorrow. But, you know, the alternate ending was on the DVD and all this other shit. So we were like, maybe they'll let us rent it, even though it's supposed to come out tomorrow. So we went to the checkout. I was like, I know this is supposed to come out tomorrow. Can I please rent it tonight? Because it's here. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. We shouldn't have put that out. I got you. So we got to rent it and watch it a day early. It was so awesome. But anyways, that's my little short story there that was entirely too long. I have not seen... Okay, so this is three that I haven't seen. So we've got The Deaths of Ian Stone, which is on the 8 Films to Die For. This is from 2007. The 8 Films to Die For, I forget. Let me look it up real fast. It was a film... It was like a festival. Yeah, the After Dark Horror Fest Film Festival. And every year they would release 8 movies that were like horror films that had kind of a... little following. So it started in 2006 and went to 2010, and then Horror Fest was replaced with After Dark Originals, which was composed of original films from After Dark and not previously acquired ones. And so there's quite a few films. I'll go over the list actually, because this is really cool and we have the time. Why not? Let's go totally random here. So 2006 is when it started. You have The Abandoned, Dark Ride, which I've seen. It's pretty good. It's about a theme park. The Grave Dancers, which I don't think I've seen. The Hamiltons, Penny Dreadful, Reincarnation, Unrest, and Wicked Little Things. Then you had Horror Fest 2007, which is where this film comes from. You have Borderlands, Crazy Eights, The Deaths of Ian Stone, Lake Dead, Mulberry Street, Nightmare Man, Tooth and Nail, Unearthed, and Frontiers. 2008, okay, I saw, okay, 2008 has Autopsy, The Broken, The Butterfly Effect 3 Revelations, which was meh, alright. I think I actually really liked the second. Maybe it was this one. Maybe I liked the third one. I don't know. There's one of these that I really liked, and I was like, how would I like a sequel to this movie? But anyways... Dying Breed, From Within, Perkins 14, Slaughter, and Voices. And then 2010, Dread, The Final, which I liked, The Graves, Hidden, Kill Theory, Lake Mungo, which I watched for my 31 days, The Reeds, and then ZMD, Zombies of Mass Destruction. Sometimes the films were good, sometimes they weren't. It just depends. I never have seen The Deaths of Ian Stone, though. And then we have 1995's Haunted, Final Destination, and The Orphanage again. Haunted is a turn of the century, or in turn of the century England, a young boy watches helplessly as his sister drowns in a lake. 20 years later, David, still racked with guilt, is a professor of psychology and a professional skeptic. He receives a call from an elderly nanny named Tess, who believes her house is haunted. Returning to the same village where his sister dies, he meets Christina. Tess is charged. Soon, strange things happen, and sad memories shake David's faith in reason. Oh, this has Kate Beckinsale. Huh, never seen it. So I guess number one's Final Destination, and I haven't seen the others. Okay, so the only one I haven't seen is The Right, which we've already talked about. Insidious, we've talked about. Scream, we've talked about. The other one on here is The Exorcist. This is another one. This is 1973. This is one that's on the Cursed Films thing with Shudder. I will say, I watched The Exorcist at 10, 12, somewhere around in there. It did not scare me. Like, the creepiest part for me is her crab walking down the stairs, but I don't like crawling, so it freaked me the hell out. But I was more, like, desensitized to horror, which I do see myself running into. Like, I'm a very jumpy person. I get scared really easy, but some things that are, like, really terrifying to people aren't that scary to me. And this was one of those situations where The Exorcist did not scare me, and I didn't really see, like, the big deal, which 1973 was a much different time from, what, 1999? So I guess I'm gonna rank these: Scream, The Exorcist, Insidious, and The Right. New ones, Saw from 2004, The Devil's Backbone from 2001, Rosemary's Baby from 1968, and The Descent from 2005. I fucking love The Descent. Oh my god, it's so good. It's so creepy. I also am really afraid of the dark. Yes, I'm a grown-ass woman who is terrified of the dark. Don't know why, I can't help it. Freaks me out. The Descent is so fucking good. Rosemary's Baby, also fantastic. I watched it for the first time last year during my 31 Days of Halloween and could have kicked myself because I could not believe that I had not seen this movie. Saw, we've already talked about before. I fucking love Saw. The Devil's Backbone, I have not seen, and the poster looks like it's in a different language. Oh, it's a Del Toro film. After losing his father, 10-year-old Carlos arrives at Santa Lucia School, which shelters orphans of the Republic militia and politicians, and is taken in by steely headmistress Carmen and the kindly professor. Soon after his arrival, Carlos has a run-in with a violent caretaker. Gradually, Carlos uncovers the secrets of the school, including the youthful ghost that wanders the grounds. Interesting. I feel like this is another one I need to check out. So I guess, if I have to rank these? I guess I'll go The Descent, Saw, Rosemary's Baby, and The Devil's Backbone. But, like, Saw and Rosemary's Baby are right there neck and neck for two. Okay, so the only one I've seen out of this is The Exorcist of Emily Rose. This is the first time we have a complete category of repeats. Let's see. We've got Exorcism of Emily Rose, Mirrors, The Baby's Room, Possession, Exorcism of Emily Rose, obviously. Let's see. Regenerating. Okay, so we've got 1984's A Nightmare on Elm Street, 2011's The Woman, 1987's Hellraiser, and then 1987's Hellraiser, and 1980's The Shining. Nightmare on Elm Street. Love it. It's great. I'm gonna go Nightmare on Elm Street, The Shining, Hellraiser, and The Woman. This one is The Exorcism of Emily Rose, 2006 is Tell No One, 1996 is The Craft, and 1990's It. This is the TV version. I saw the TV version well after 1990, but I actually saw it split. Like, I saw it at a girlfriend's house, and, like, I watched the first part, and it scared the absolute shit out of me. And so, because I don't like clowns either. And Tim Curry in this is just fantastic. So yeah, I didn't watch the second part for quite a while. And then of course, like, yes, it has John Ritter. Love John Ritter. God, RIP John Ritter. Loved him. So I wanted to watch it for him, but like, the adult part is never going to be as scary as the kid part. It's just, it's not. Even though, which, I say that, but in horror movies, it's typically adults getting scared. But for some reason, when you see it with the kids and then see the adults right after, it's just not as scary. I felt the same way about the modern one too, or the remake, whatever. Which, It Chapter 2 had some issues. Tell No One from 2006. Margot was murdered by a serial killer 8 years ago, and her husband continues to mourn her death. One day the police discover 2 dead bodies near his home, along with a cache of evidence implicating the crime. On the same day, Alexander receives an email with a video showing his wife alive and well, along with a message to tell no one. With the police breathing down his neck, Alexander goes on the run. Oh, this is a French, it's actually a neo-thriller, not really a horror film. Whatevs. That's the only frustrating thing with, like, thrillers tend to get lumped in with horror movies. Like, we've talked about it with the Oscar episode, but, like, Silence of the Lambs is technically not horror. Like, it is not in the horror subgenre. Is it horrific? Abso-fucking-lutely. But technically, It's not. It's just so frustrating. Just call it, like, they don't, that's the thing. Horror gets such an unfair rap. If you flag it as horror, it's suddenly not as cool. Unless, like, you make it mean something. And that's where, like, we're starting to get that, like, elevated horror, because things have to have bigger meanings to be justified as to why you're watching them, which is so damn frustrating, because, you know, some of us just want to see some guy hacking up a bunch of dumbass teenagers in the woods or at a party. It doesn't matter. In this list, I guess I will say, The Exorcist, Emily Rose, The Craft, It, and then Tell No One. Joyride. Okay, so this one has Joyride from 2001, Mirrors from 2008, Insidious from 2010, Silent Hill from 2006. I've talked about all the others. Joyride scared the shit out of me. Like, just the idea of a CB radio and some guy, like, that whole candy cane, like, it creeped me out so bad. I really enjoyed Joyride. Granted, I have not watched it in years, so it may not hold up. So, I say that as someone who hasn't watched it since, like, 2002. I will say, I guess, Joyride, Insidious, and the other two I've already seen. Okay, so this one is Rosemary's Baby from 1968, Friday the 13th from 2009, It from 1990, and Silent Hill from 2006. I've talked about all these movies before. Y'all know I love the Friday the 13th remake. Love it. I'm gonna go Friday the 13th, Rosemary's Baby, It, Silent Hill. Here's what's so frustrating with playing this game, is there are so many fucking horror movies, and I keep getting the same fucking one. And also, Mirror, okay, so hang on. Mirrors from 2008, Friday the 13th from 2009, Six Souls from 2010, and Wrong Turn from 2003. All four of these movies have the same fucking font. It's all red, creepy ass font. Like, I can't unsee it. I'm gonna save that. I'm gonna post that on Instagram because this looks fucking weird. Like, I literally was looking at, like, I was like, oh, Mirrors and Friday the 13th have the same font. And then I kept looking and was like, they all have the same font. What the fuck? Anyways, The Others, also great. Loved The Others. Thought it was super creepy. That whole, like, I am your daughter. But, like, the little British girl that has the little thing over her face, she's like, I am your daughter. And you know it's not her daughter. Like, holy shit. The twist in this movie, also fantastic. I need to rewatch this movie. It's so good. I keep getting the same movies. This is what I was worried about, was I was gonna end up getting the same movies over and over again. And sure as shit, it's happening. I remember thinking to myself, I'm gonna do this and be in the middle of recording this fucking episode, and I'm gonna keep getting the same damn things. And what's happening? I'm getting the same things. Okay, we got The Strangers from 2008, Death Becomes Her from 1992, Tale of Tales from 2015, which does not look like a horror film, and Tremors 2. So I have only seen The Strangers. I know I need to see Death Becomes Her. I know. I love The Strangers. It is creepy. The idea of someone breaking into my home and already being there by the time I get there, or like me not knowing they're in there, absolutely terrifying. I live alone, so like, absolutely not. We've got Phantasm from 1987 that I have not seen. P2 from 2007, which I think I've seen. It's been a minute. American Mary from 2012 and Land of the Dead 2005. I haven't seen that either. Let's just say I haven't seen any of these. Next, we got Wolf Creek 2. Have not seen because I just watched the original Wolf Creek. Gremlins 2, The New Batch. The Fog. I have not seen The Fog. The Haunting in Connecticut. Turned that off. Didn't finish it. So another set I haven't watched. Ooh, Scream 4, 2011. Absolutely. Mandy from 2018. Haven't seen it. I've seen The Kill Count. I don't know if it's my kind of movie, but it is Nick Cage, so it might be worth it. Cat's Eye from 1985. Dead Snow, 2009. Horror Virgin just did an episode about this. Have not seen it. So, number one, Scream 4. I cannot wait to go over Scream 4 because it is such a bad fucking rap. I'm so pumped. Cannot wait. Look forward to that in January. Let's see here. Resident Evil Afterlife 2010, Resident Evil Final Chapter 2016, Saw 4 2008, Bubba Hotep 2003. Bubba Hotep is the only one on this list that I have not seen. Honestly, the Resident Evil movies kind of blended into each other. I don't know which one's which. So, I really can't rank these. Because also, I don't think Saw 5 is a good one either. Where is Saw 5? Which one? Maybe it's the 3D one that's absolutely garbage. But I always like the Resident Evil movies. I have a soft spot, like, back in the day on Sega CD, watching my siblings play Resident Evil, and I think Sega CD, one of the Resident Evil games had a boy disc and a girl disc. It was pretty cool. Hide and Seek, 2005. Black Swan, 2010. Dark Skies, 2003. Slither, 2006. I have only seen Black Swan out of all of these. Black Swan's really good. Ooh, I've seen all of these. Fucking finally. Okay. Unsane from 2018. A Quiet Place Part 2, 2021. Tremors, 1990. Poltergeist, 1982. I loved Unsane. If you have not seen it, you have to check it out. It is so damn good. Tremors has fucking Reba McEntire in it. Love me some Reba. Anyone that knows me in real life knows that I love Reba. Trying to rank these, Jesus. I guess out of all of these, number 4 is gonna be Quiet Place Part 2. Not to say it was a bad film, because it wasn't. It just, out of all of these, it has to be number 4. I don't like creature features, so I guess I'll rank Tremors as 3, even though it kind of hurts my soul to do it. Poltergeist, I feel like, goes on a little too long, so I'm gonna give that number 2, and then Unsane, just because it's awesome. Ooh! Oh, yes. So we've got The Skeleton Key from 2005. I fucking love The Skeleton Key. Apostle from 2008 that I have not seen. The Crazies from 2020. Okay, yes. 2010. Loved this. I have not seen the original. I actually tried to sit down and watch it during the 31 Days of Halloween and didn't finish it. I love the remake though. It has Timothy Oliphant. So good. And then 1979, Alien. So, if I have to rank these, I guess I'm gonna go 2005 Skeleton Key number 1, Alien number 2, The Crazies number 3, and Apostle because I haven't seen it. This one, Marrowbone, haven't seen it, 2017. The Awakening, 2011. Assassination Nation, 2018. The only one I've seen is Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 1974. Again, this is another one that people are like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, so gory, so graphic, it's terrifying. Watched it as an adult and wasn't actually scared. Didn't bother me a bit. Roald Dahl's The Witches from 2020, American Werewolf in London, 1981, Spring, 2014, and Sleepy Hollow, 1999. So, I have not finished American Werewolf in London. I haven't watched The Witches, and I have no idea what Spring is. So, Sleepy Hollow wins. But Sleepy Hollow is also really, really good. Vampires from 1998, Peninsula. Oh, that's the sequel to Train to Busan. I have not seen that yet, and I need to. 120 Days of Sodom. I don't know what that is. That's a look, a war drama horror film. Not my cup of tea. I don't like war films. And then also Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2003. I have only seen that one. Loved it. I talk about it in my horror movie experience episode. Watching this movie and hearing the chainsaw for the first time and that crowd losing its shit once you hear the chainsaw going off was one of the cooler experiences I've had in theaters. We've got Killer Clowns from Outer Space, 1988, Last House on the Left, 1972, Dead Snow, 2009, 28 Weeks Later, 2007. Have not seen 28 Weeks Later. I just watched 28 Days Later this year. It was all right. Killer Clowns from Outer Space is great. And then Last House on the Left, I've seen the remake. And the remake I watched with headphones on and during the really graphic rape scene, I actually had to take the headphones off, stop the movie, and walk away for a while because it disturbed the shit out of me. And I know for a fact that this one had, the actual original has a reputation for being even more graphic. So I don't think I'll be able to watch that one. Oh. Okay, so we've got Get Out from 2007, Mother from 2017, Wrong Turn from 2003, and then Witching and Bitching from 2013. I have no idea what the fuck that is. Mother is actually such a weird movie, and like, I feel like you probably should read up on it before you watch it, and it's so rare for me to say that because it's so fucking weird, because I appreciated it more, like, I didn't get that it was an allegory of, like, God, and that was, like, baby Jesus and all this shit. None of it, like, it didn't cross my mind. So I was just like, what in the fuck is going on here? This movie's weird. And then I read up on it, was like, oh, still haven't seen it since. Maybe if I rewatch it knowing all this, that will improve my thoughts of the movie. Who knows? And Get Out, I love. absolutely love Get Out. I think it's fantastic. That, again, is, I've mentioned it before, one of my huge regrets in seeing movies in theaters was not seeing Get Out when it came out. I should have seen that in a huge crowd opening night. Big regret that I didn't do that. We got Zombieland, Double Tap 2019, A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors from 1987, Ringu from 1998, and House from 1985. The last two I have not seen. Zombieland Double Tap was alright. I mean, it was, they took too long, we'll just say that. And then Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors is absolute fantastic, so number one. The Thing from Another World, 1951, Ringu, Ready or Not, 2019, The Meg from 2018. I fucking love Ready or Not. I want to do a whole episode on this just because, which honestly would be great to do it before Scream, just because the people that did Ready or Not is Radio Silence. They're the ones doing the new Scream movie. We'll see. I'll probably change my mind by then, which is next week. But the... The poster is misleading. The trailer is misleading. Had it not been for the fan-fucking-tastic ending, I probably would not have liked this movie as much. But the ending is so great. Like, I love the ending of this movie. It makes everything that I had an issue with so much better. Love, 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 Ready or Not. The Meg, I don't know if it was trying to be, like, goofy as shit. I don't think it was. So I think it was, like, ironically hilarious. But, like, if you're trying to avoid a megalodon, like, don't get in the water. Like, that was the thing watching this movie. Like, you guys keep falling in the water. Like, stupidly standing on the other side of the edge of the boat. Like, you're hanging over the water where the megalodon is. You shouldn't stand there if you're trying to avoid the water. So Ready or Not gets my number one. The Color of Space from 2020, Hocus Pocus from 1993, Witches from 1990, Ghost Stories from 2017. The only movie I've seen out of this is Hocus Pocus, which I will say, it's great and all, but like for people to lose their fucking shit every Halloween for Hocus Pocus, like come on. Maybe that's a hot take. I don't know. We got The Conjuring 2 from 2016, New Mutants from 2020, Rogue 2007, and 32 Sonia Street. I'm saying that wrong. I know it's in Madrid. I'm probably butchering it. Never seen it. I've never seen Rogue, which looks to be a alligator movie. I have seen The Conjuring 2 and New Mutants. Conjuring 2 wins. It does. New Mutants is not that great. You know, sometimes when you see an actress in a movie and you're just like, oh, I know that's gonna be bad. I feel like that's the chick from Game of Thrones. If I see her in something, I'm not gonna like it. Hot take? Who knows? I really like The Conjuring 2. We got Frontiers from 2007, Annabelle Creation 2017, Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives from 1986, Saw 2 from 2005. To date myself, I saw Saw 2, and like I do it now. I go to Reddit and I read and talk with people on Reddit about their thoughts on horror movies right after I see one, or just regular movies in general. Like I go in the movie subreddits or the horror subreddit, whatever, and talk it over. But I also was a big fan of the IMDb chat board or message board back in the day, which they no longer have anymore, and I miss because like it was great. Saw 2 came out and people didn't understand how they would know the code. You know, they put the numbers, like the combo on the back of everyone's neck. And I remember being like, oh my God, no one got it. No one got it. They're in rainbow order. A sophomore in high school being like, no, you're Roy G. Biv, bitch. That's how they knew. Like, I was ridiculous. Annabelle Creation is the best Annabelle movie. And then I haven't seen Frontiers, Friday the 13th, Part 6. I've seen it. It's been so long. I want to do a rewatch of the entire series of Friday the 13th. But there's so many bad ones. Oh, God. It's going to be a chore. On this one, we've got Case 39 from 2009, The Cell from 2000, Halloween from 1978, and May from 2002. I have not seen Case 39. The Cell I watched way too young. I'll admit, way too young. But I'd seen worse shit. And I remember watching this movie with my nephew. And I remember watching it And my stepmom came in, and she did the same thing during Scream, but a little different. I'll explain that story when we go over Scream 2. But I was watching it with my nephew. She saw it, thought it was inappropriate, turned it off for me. Like, I had a not the greatest step parents. They were shitty. She turned it off for me and made me leave the room, but he got to watch it, which pissed me off to no end. I was like, we should all not get to watch it, because there were some really weird shit in this movie. Have I seen this movie to this day? No, I still have never finished it. I have no idea what the fuck happens in this movie. But it's something where she's a psychologist, he's a serial killer, and I want to say he's comatose, and they're trying to find his last victim, and she, like, tries to somehow get into his mind to figure out where the girl is. May is super strange. I did not like it. Just, I didn't. And then Halloween 1978, we all know I love Halloween. So, obviously Halloween, I guess if I have to, May, The Cell, and Case 39. We've got Mary Shelley's Frankenstein from 1994, Return of the Living Dead from 1985, Lights Out from 2016, and Old from 2021. Y'all know I liked Old. I liked the ending. I loved Lights Out. I thought Lights Out was fantastic, even though, like, it didn't say the best about mental health. It really didn't. And then I'll never forget the piece of food stuck in her teeth, watching that on the big screen, and, like, fucking losing it with my friends, because, like, you can edit that out, because it's right there. Her whole face is on the screen, and you got this big old hunk of food in her teeth, but whatever. Stupid. I haven't seen the other two, so I guess Lights Out, Old. Got The Babadook from 2014, Happy Death Day to You from 2019, Carrie from 2013, and Dead Calm from 1989. Have not seen Dead Calm. I've seen the remake of Carrie. It was alright. Happy Death Day to You and Babadook both are movies that I hated. I'm going to be doing an episode at some point. I keep saying it. We'll get there. All these damn movies, like, kind of popped out at once in 2021, and now it's Scream time, so what can I do? I'm going to have an episode where I do my, like, horror hot takes, where I go over movies that I did not like. These are two of them. Happy Death Day has a much different reason as to why I didn't like it than probably most people, but yeah, didn't like them. And I'm probably gonna rank the Carrie remake over all of these movies, so that tells you how bad I hate these, or how much I hate these movies. Got Wreck 2 from 2019, Candyman from 1992, A Classic Horror Story from 2021, and The Skeleton Key from 2005. I'm gonna go Candyman, Skeleton Key, and I haven't seen the other two. Actually, I've wanted to watch A Classic Horror Story, I just haven't, because I haven't made the time. And then Wreck 2, I've seen the kill count on. That's about it. But love both Candyman and The Skeleton Key. Y'all know I love Candyman. Love me some Tony Todd. We've got Goosebumps 2, Haunted Halloween 2018, Suspiria 1977, Sleepaway Camp 1983, Happy Death Day to You 2019. I don't think I've seen the second Goosebumps. I did not like Suspiria. I was just fucking bored. It's gorgeous. Like, don't get me wrong. Suspiria is beautiful. And, like, truly my issue is that it takes so long for it to get good. Because, like, the last 30 minutes, I would say, are great. And that ending scene with that, like, head witch lady, huh, it was fucking scary. But it was really boring up until then. And then Sleepaway Camp, I'm not gonna spoil it for you. If you've never seen Sleepaway Camp, like, that ending, wow. I guess Sleepaway Camp, Suspiria, and Happy Death Day to You. And I just haven't seen Goosebumps 2. Candyman 1992, Countdown 2019, Black Christmas 1974, Bone Tomahawk 2015. Have not seen Bone Tomahawk. Here's my thing. My dad, huge Western fan. Gunsmoke is always on at my dad's house. He has seen every episode, probably a million times. He doesn't care. He'll watch them all as if they're brand new. He loves it. I don't like Westerns because that's all I was watching. That and soap operas. I don't know. Daddy loved him some Young and the Restless and some Bold and the Beautiful. Mama loved Guiding Light. A lot of Westerns, a lot of soap operas and game shows. That was my childhood. So I don't watch Westerns now. So I've heard Bone Tomahawk is fantastic, just haven't watched it. Black Christmas, I saw for the first time, I think last year, maybe it was the year before last. fucking love Black Christmas. It is so good. Like, if you have not seen the original Black Christmas, please watch that this Christmas. Like, I'm going to be watching it this Christmas. I fucking love this movie. Countdown 2019, good premise, very cheesy execution. Banking off the girl from You, basically. And then Candyman we just talked about. So I guess if I have to rank these, I'm gonna go Candyman and Black Christmas, but they're super neck and neck. And then Countdown and Bone Tomahawk, just because I haven't seen it. Halloween 2, 1981, Resident Evil 2002, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, 2019, and The Evil Dead, 1981. One of the rare four that I've seen all of. Y'all know I didn't like Halloween 2, but I can't do that. And The Evil Dead, the original, it's alright. I fucking love the remake, though. And then Resident Evil 2, the original Resident Evil is alright. Damn, which one am I gonna put last? I guess Resident Evil last, even though, like, it's not really last. I really don't like Halloween 2. I don't know, but I don't want to do it. I'm just gonna go Resident Evil. Resident Evil, and then The Evil Dead, and then Halloween 2, and then Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. I love how I'm having a whole discussion with myself on how I'm gonna rank these, as if it's super fucking important. 2020's Invasion, Hellraiser 1987, Nosferatu 1979, and Annabellum 2020. I don't have anything to say about these other movies because I haven't seen it. Annabellum is fucking terrible. It is a garbage film. It pisses me off. I have a whole episode ready to go for this. I haven't recorded it because I have a really hard time. I hated this movie. I think for it to come out in 2020 and be the movie that it is just extremely, and I have a really hard time, because, like, spoiler alert, I'm white, and I feel like I don't have the appropriate voice because this is a white lady bitching about a movie of the Black experience and how this movie is portrayed. So I have not come out with this episode yet, just because I have no idea. I want people to know how fucking terrible this film is. Just, oh, I have such a hard time with it. It's so bad. It's so bad. We're gonna have to get off topic or I'm gonna rant some more. We've got The Final Girls from 2015, The Taking of Deborah Logan from 2014, The Vanishing from 1988, and Reanimator from 1985. Reanimator I haven't seen. That was another one that I was supposed to watch this year that I didn't. The Vanishing I've never seen. The Taking of Deborah Logan is nuts. The whole, like, end of this movie, great. Absolutely great. And The Final Girls, y'all know I love The Final Girls. It's one of my, like, top five. It's so good. So I guess Final Girls, Taking of Deborah Logan, and then I haven't seen the other two. We'll do two more of these, and then we're done. So we've got Final Destination 5, 2011, Deep Blue Sea 3. Three? Oh my god, they made a third Deep Blue Sea in 2020? Holy shit. Repulsion from 1965, and Before I Wake from 2016. Is Before I Wake the movie? I think it is. Oh my god, it is. Oh. Before I Wake is a Mike Flanagan film. Y'all know I love Mike Flanagan. I love his work. This movie made me fall like a fucking baby because it's beautiful. Like, it's so good. Also, it's kind of creepy. I did not grasp that the creature in this movie, the Canker Man, is cancer. And this little boy is seeing a creature that looks like how his mom looked when his mom was dying of cancer. I haven't really talked about it a whole lot. Y'all know my mom died. If you've been listening for a while, my mom died of cancer when I was a senior in high school. And I gotta get through this without crying. Watching someone you love just deteriorate from cancer and from chemo that is basically a fucking poison going in their body to kill this cancer. I mean, it emaciated my mom. It just, she didn't look the same. She wasn't the same. And it didn't click until it did in this movie. And I was a wreck throughout the rest of this movie. Like, oh, that's all I'm gonna say on that, because I'm gonna cry. Like I said, Repulsion, I haven't seen. I didn't even know they did a Deep Blue Sea 3, so obviously I haven't seen that shit. Final Destination 5 is probably my favorite Final Destination. It's so good. The ending is fantastic. I'm not going to spoil it for you because you should go see it if you haven't. Go in blind. So I guess I'm going to go Final Destination 5, Before I Wake, and then I haven't seen the others. Last one. Friday the 13th, 1980, The Invisible Man, 2020, Zombieland, 2009, The Strangers, 2008. I have seen all four movies, so this is a hell of a note to end on. Friday the 13th, great. Mrs. Voorhees, killer. Absolute killer. Like, women do not get to be the killer very often, so it's always exciting when I see one. Zombieland, the original was great. I think there's too much time between the original and Double Tap. Love Zombieland. The Strangers I've already talked about. I love The Strangers. It's super creepy. Great film. And then The Invisible Man. This was one of the last films I saw in theaters before the pandemic. So The Invisible Man will always be special. But also, The Invisible Man, the 2020 version, is so much about gaslighting and abuse and manipulation. And anyone that's been through that, when she goes and gets this motherfucker, like, you are just cheering. And it makes me so happy every time I watch this movie. Besides the fact that it's brilliant and the score is incredible, my horror movie score playlist has these on here because they're so good. Like, I literally went home, looked up the score, and added it to the playlist same night because I love this movie. I don't even know, I'm rambling at this point because I love this movie so much. I think it is fantastic and everyone should see this. It's so cool. It's beautiful. The table dinner scene at the restaurant. Holy shit. Loved it. This movie's great. Check it out if you haven't seen it. Love it, love it, love it. So, out of this list, I'm gonna go, Invisible Man, obviously. Strangers. I'm gonna go Friday the 13th and then Zombieland. So that's it, people. This was this little random experiment of a random horror movie generator. What'd you guys think? Would you like to play a little goofy ass game in the future? Should I play these goofy ass games with other people? Have you enjoyed having our guests? Should we have more? Let me know all of your thoughts. I don't know my closing. Y'all don't judge me. Okay, thanks. I don't know my closing because whoever has at Terror T on Twitter and Instagram, please give it to me. For the love of God. Anyways, let me know your thoughts. I'm all over social media. I'm on Twitter at @terror_t, over on Instagram at @terror.t. We have our Facebook group, @terror.t. We have horror news updates, like podcast updates, obviously. There's horror news. The possibilities are endless. We can chat about films. Come join us. If you dig what you're hearing, please subscribe to the podcast. And if you really like it, leave me a 5-star review. Again, I am your host, Tara, and this has been Terror Tea.